And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 3rd of March, 2010. It was on this day, 1875, the opera Carmen by Georges Bizet appeared on stage for the first time at the Opéra Comique in France. Georges Bizet was worn out from all the rehearsals, and he died of a heart attack just 3 months after the debut. Today is the birthday of Ira Glass, born in Baltimore, 1959. Started working in radio when he was 19. He just finished his freshman year of college. Looking for a summer job, someone gave him the phone number of National Public Radio in Washington and said, give him a call. They're kind of a new organization. He'd never listened to public radio, but he talked his way into an internship there. He started out as a tape cutter and a desk assistant, graduated from Brown University, and kept on working public radio. He wrote newscasts. He was a producer of All Things Considered, and he forced himself to do a lot of stories. He didn't like the way he sounded on tape, and so he invented a whole series of stories where he interviewed people and then cut himself out of the tape completely. As he went on, he found that some of the most interesting stuff came out when the interviewer was just chatting with the interviewee casually. He said, if I had to give just one piece of advice to beginning reporters, it'd be to get themselves into the quotes, asking tough questions, cajoling the interviewee, joking with the interviewee, thinking out loud. In 1995, he launched This American Life, convinced a lot of otherwise reluctant stations to carry the show, and it's been a huge success ever since. He's done stories about babies switched at birth, about frenemies, and poultry, and mind games, guns, infidelity, the devil, highway rest stops, and credit default swaps. Ira Glass said in a recent interview, it's hard to make something that's interesting. Basically, anything that anyone makes, it's like a law of nature, a law of aerodynamics, that anything that's written or anything that's created wants to be mediocre. The natural state of all writing is mediocrity. So what it takes to make anything more than mediocre is such an act of will, said Ira Glass, who is 51 years old today. Here's a poem for today by Reginald Gibbons, entitled Avian Time. The collection manager of the bird specimens at the Natural History Museum told of often stopping on his way to work during spring and fall at the immense convention building, tall, long, and wide, on the shore of Lake Michigan, where, on the north side, he would gather the bodies of the migratory birds killed by their collisions against the expanse of glass before first light. The north side, whether in fall or in spring, a puzzle. Are these particular birds blown off course by winds, and do they return in starlight or dimness before dawn or under dark clouds toward shore, making for the large bulk they might perceive as forest? They have been flying along this same route for tens of thousands of years, and not yet has their thinking formulated this obstacle of the city that has appeared in the swift stroke of 150 cycles of their migration. A poem by Reginald Gibbons, Avian Time, from Slow Train Overhead, Chicago Poems and Stories, published by the University of Chicago Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.